Well, in Texas, lawmakers today are debating possible cuts to the state's Medicaid program. The state's House Appropriations Committee is in talks over how much the state spends on providing health care for the poor, looking for ways to cut costs. Texas is one of 19 more conservative states that opted out of the Medicaid expansion offered by Obamacare. And as Ashley Lopez from Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin reports, no matter how much the state decides to cut from its current Medicaid spending, there's a bigger question looming, whether the state may lose out on a big chunk of federal money next year.
For Texas to get that big chunk, the federal government will need to approve the state's Medicaid waiver. That money is used to pay for care hospitals provide to people without insurance. It also covers some health care delivery services in the state. This deal with the feds is set to expire in the fall, and the state is waiting to hear if it will be renewed. Joan Alker, the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, has seen how this exact situation played out in other states.
I've been studying Medicaid waivers for over a decade now.
Alker says probably the best test case for what Texas might go through this year is what happened in Florida last year. State lawmakers there, just like in Texas, have refused to expand Medicaid. During negotiations last year, the feds told Florida officials any waiver money, which also pays for uncompensated care, would be tied to whether the state accepts federal Medicaid expansion dollars. Let's just say Florida officials weren't happy about that.
Florida Governor Rick Scott suing the president. He says the president has gone too far, cutting off federal health care dollars to his state, all in an effort to expand Obamacare.
But Alker says the federal government had a pretty compelling reason as to why they were doing this.
Really, the most clear position that the federal government took was, we're not going to give you federal Medicaid dollars to cover folks who are uninsured in your state because essentially you've chosen to keep them uninsured by not taking the Medicaid expansion dollars.
This standoff between federal health care officials and Florida officials was eventually resolved, sort of. The state ended up receiving a lot less money. And Alker says that could be something to watch out for in Texas.
I don't think Texas is going to get what they're asking for. I do think they're going to see cuts. But it's going to be a complex negotiation.
Just like in Florida, hospitals in Texas will be hit the hardest if the state doesn't get its waiver renewed, or if the state doesn't use federal Medicaid expansion dollars to cover more low-income adults. Texas currently has the highest number of uninsured people in the country. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.